Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you ever realize how much things have changed in 2023 from like when you were growing up? I mean, I guess if you're young, this is no big deal. But my husband and I moved into a new home and none of the bathrooms have bathroom holders, like the toilet paper holders.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they just like put them on the back of the toilet. But my husband absolutely can't stand this. And he wants the bathroom stands.
You see the ones where you could put like, you could put three or four rolls on it,
yes,
or whatever. I don't love that, but okay.
So we went on Amazon to go buy a few because we went to the stores and they really didn't have much of a selection. And you know what I noticed on Amazon?
No.
90% of them had the thing where you could put the toilet paper rolls in there, right?
Yeah.
And then they had the thing on top where you hook the current roll you're using.
Right.
And then they have a shelf on top that clearly says cell phone holder. So they have started creating all these bathroom holders with a shelf on top to place your cell phone.
Oh my God.
And I said, oh my goodness. Like, this is a 2023 thing,
yeah,
that we just assume that if you're on the toilet in your home, you also have your cell phone in hand. So out of just like curiosity, I went and I Googled it, and a poll says that 90% of Americans regularly use their phone while on the toilet.
Well, I mean, the stats aren't shocking. I think what's shocking to me basically is, okay, we're prepared to admit it. Now it's part of like what we have to build in here. My first thought is, ew, that's disgusting. On the other hand, again, you know the phone is in the room anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So is this any better or any worse? So what did you decide? Did you buy these ones with the cell phone holder on there? Because I feel like that's a thing that if I put it in my bathroom, the second somebody goes to use the bathroom, which of course is going to be anytime somebody comes over, now judgment is happening. Now they're like, oh my gosh, because it's going to be the first time they see it too.
So I got one that has the shelf for our bathroom.
Right, for the one that nobody's going to see.
Right. But I did not get one for the downstairs bathroom because I was like, I don't want people to think that we're welcoming them to camp out in our bathroom for hours at a time and check their Instagram and TikTok.
It's kind of gross, right?
It's so strange.
Even though it's exactly the same. Now, I am with your husband, though, is there's no way the toilet paper stays on the back of the toilet. In what world does that make sense?
It's
terrible angle.
It's made him so upset that, like, he said it to me when we first moved in, and he's like, you got to get these. And I was like, yeah, all right. And I, like, we have 7,000 other things to do in the house.
Right. So you were like, no rush.
It's not on my priority list.
Right.
Like, first, it's like, hey, we need a dining room table, a kitchen table to sit at so we can eat. Like,
right,
to me, that was higher on.
Right.
And then over this weekend, he was like, babe, I can't take it anymore. I go, you can't take reaching your hand behind you.
Oh, no,
to get
I don't
the
like
toilet
the thought
paper
of that.
Oh,
I don't like the thought of it. My heart goes out to him. He had to do it.
So, like, we literally made trips to Home Depot and Lowe's where there was none to his satisfaction. Finally went on Amazon where I discovered that so many of these had shelves, and I was blown away by the whole thing.
Yeah, that is a crazy thing.
Yep. It's a challenge. Can you actually get a celebrity to acknowledge you on social media? A retweet, a like, a repost, whatever. Producer John, you have selected Taylor Swift.
That's right. I go for the top.
That is a lofty goal to have her acknowledge you.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is what producer John posted yesterday.
This is a message for Taylor Swift and only Taylor Swift. So if you are not Taylor Swift, just keep on swiping. Taylor, now that we're alone. Hi, it's nice to meet you. My name's John. I'm a producer on a radio program you might have heard of. It's called The Anna and Raven Show. And I, you know, without being too forward, I thought it would be cool if we could go out sometime. I know you're busy with the Eras tour right now, but maybe when you get back, you might like a guy like me.
Let me put the percentage at the rate of success on this right here.
Yeah.
I believe that John's chances to get any sort of action from Taylor Swift's account on this are actually less than me, mm-hmm, who does not understand social media with my posts.
What do you think are the chances that she's heard of the Anna and Raven show, though?
Zero.
What are those chances?
When I heard that, I was like, what are you talking about? All right, so let me guess. Taylor Swift has not acknowledged you online yet.
I mean, as of yet. There's 24 hours in a story, Anna.
All right, now, producer Sean, you also have a lofty goal. Yep. Ryan Reynolds. This is what you posted yesterday.
That's so funny, Booker. Thanks for telling me that. Hey, what's up, Ryan Reynolds? I really appreciate it if you could just share, like this post, subscribe, anything you could do to help me win this competition.
to rub it into my coworkers' faces.
Quick question. One, you used your baby. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, are you taking a shower?
Yes. I hopped into the shower with all my clothes on at the end there.
Oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Did you take the baby with you?
No. Of course not. Why would I do that?
Right. I mean, that sounds crazy.
That might have worked better, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to guess Ryan Reynolds did not acknowledge your existence.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Might take him a while.
Feeling confident, though.
Yeah. Right.
Raven, who did you select?
Cesar Millan, and I didn't put mine up till late last night. I mean, I don't even know if he's checked yet.
Hey, Cesar. These are our rescue puppies, Baxter and Barkley. And while they're both very sweet on their own, they don't snuggle or do any of those fun things together. And I feel like Barkley really would like his brother to be more affectionate. How do I get Baxter to be nicer to his brother, Barkley?
The fact that you don't know how to check... Give me your phone. Well, I'll check.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The fact that you don't even know how to check if he responded, I saw that you put it on your story because it showed up on mine, you know, like my log thing.
Yeah. Was I not supposed to do that?
No, you did it fine.
Okay.
But I just, let's see.
Good.
I think out of everybody, you have the best chance.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Because.
But I figured I'd ask him a dog question, being mm-hmm. that he's a dog guru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bad news. He is not. No. Not. No.
Come on, Cesar, wake up.
You think he's taking a nap?
I mean, wherever he is, he's probably, you know, been a little bit busy, but I didn't put it up till later yesterday, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know.
That's definitely the reason. All right, I asked Jennifer Lopez. I think J-Lo could probably acknowledge my existence.
This message is for Jennifer Lopez, otherwise known as Jennifer, Jenny from the block, maybe J-Lo. I'm a huge fan of everything you do. Never did a bad movie. Love every single one of your songs. Deep down, believe it, I'm your best friend. We're doing a competition trying to have our favorite celebrities acknowledge our existence. So if you could just like this or write me a comment or just be like, girl, I hear you. You're also a fly girl and make my life, I'd be really into it.
Big problem. On Instagram, where I have the most followers, I went and it does not, like, it writes you back.
Yeah.
And it doesn't accept comments from being tagged.
Oh.
So I'm like, how am I going to get her attention? So I put it on Twitter, but so far, nothing. It's not looking good for me.
You know, the mistake that I made is like, I should just tell Cesar, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you to do this.
Well, let's try again today and see how it works for tomorrow.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's the little things in life that make you crazy, right? You know, whenever somebody does it, you just roll your eyes and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999.
All I need to know about you is when you come out of a grocery store or any store and you don't look to your left or right to see if there's traffic coming. That's all I need to know about you.
I mean, I feel like there's a crosswalk right there. If I'm in the crosswalk, it's kind of on you, Vivian.
not all grocery stores have crosswalks.
No, not all. But if I'm in the crosswalk, it's on you. Out front of my grocery store, they have stop signs. And sometimes people blow right through those. And I'm just like, wow.
No, but you should. I mean, if you're walking, you should make sure you're not going to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
It seems like the right thing to do.
You know what I also despise outside of the store is everybody that just, they refuse to use a regular parking space. So they just pull up and they let somebody out to go in the grocery store and that person's in there for 25 minutes.
And they just put their hazards on. And
like, what is that?
Yeah, that just kills me.
Alan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you use a fork and a knife to eat pizza, that's all I need to know about you.
It's always an interesting debate when this comes up. You know, my dad is a pizzeria guy. He's been making pizza since he came from Italy and he was 12 years old.
Mm.
And he doesn't see anything wrong with it. He thinks it's totally fine. He said there's some pizzas that if you got like some fresh bufala mozzarella on it or something like that, you're going to need a fork and a knife.
Well, I don't know what the hell you just said. But yeah, I mean, I think that there's certain pizza you need utensils on. Certain pizza, like if it's too, if you've got a thin crust pizza or a thin type pizza and you've got a lot of cheese on there or whatever, or if it's a very greasy pizza, a lot of times like you just can't get the structure. Or if it's so hot, but you got to get it in your mouth right away, then you can take a couple pieces off that until you get to a certain amount where then you can fold it. The old New York fold. And then you just shove that thing right in your mouth.
Craving a slice of cheese pizza right now having this conversation. And I will use my hands and feet and anything I could do to get it in my mouth.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all.
Stephanie, that's all I need to know about you.
If you pick your teeth in public, that's all I need to know about you.
Do you think people know they're doing it, or do you think they're doing it, like, unknowingly?
I think they're not aware that they're doing it. I think they're like, I judge them whenever I see them doing stuff like that. I do. I'm like, you're not even like an evolved human being. You're not even aware of yourself in space and time.
I mean, I almost think it's like an addiction for some people.
I think people don't know they're doing it. I have to think
it's like picking your nose.
Right. It's like picking the nose. It's exactly the same thing. If you see somebody that's got their fingers in their mouth or they got their fingers in their nose, there is no way they can do that in public and realize they're doing it and realize how disgusting it is and continue to do it.
Yeah, if they saw themselves, they wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm always amazed. It's like right after COVID, like really? Really?
Well, that's how I push COVID back. That's how I let COVID know who's boss. I do disgusting things to let COVID know who's boss. I'm boss here, COVID.
Then you got COVID.
You know? I mean, I got it just to show it how tough I was.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was
fun.
Like, whooped you. Whooped you, COVID. Showed you who's boss.
Were you ever not invited back to something? And then you, like, had no idea why? Like, did you mess up? Did you do something wrong?
Must have said something.
Did I do something? I don't know.
Must have done something.
You know, I just realized that this is a big week because everybody's doing their fantasy football leagues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year I was part of the big corporate fantasy football league. And it was super fun. And I had a great time. And I don't know much about football at all. But I won. I won.
Won the big money prize.
Yep.
Yeah, and not only did you win, I mean, after you won, like, it got a little bit strange. You were encouraged kind of to give it away, you know.
I wasn't encouraged to give it away. No, I wasn't.
People insinuated maybe you should donate the money or whatever. I mean,
come on. People were like, you should donate the money. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have a mortgage. Right. I have children in school.
Hayden
needed braces. I was like, get out of here. I'm keeping this money.
I'm just saying, like, that's strange, basically. When people start telling you what to do with your winnings, that's a little bit weird.
But you know, what I don't understand was that I thought I did everything I was supposed to do. I thought I was gracious and kind, and maybe I did something wrong, because all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, I wasn't invited back this year.
Yeah, and fantasy football drafts, I mean, today would honestly be, like, the last day. I mean, tomorrow morning, and even that league, which was very last minute, like, they would have been sending out the messages saying, like, you know, you need to make your picks now. You need to do your draft now at this point. Same thing. I mean, I was in a league, a big money league on top of it. And I won it. And the last time I won it, I mentioned that I didn't think I'd be back the next season. But then I ran into the same group of guys and I was like, yeah, I'm totally in for next year. And they needed people. And I haven't been invited.
Well, I could probably guess why you weren't invited.
Why?
You're probably, like, obnoxious and, like, loudmouth and, like,
you didn't meet anybody else in my league.
Oh,
they were
awesome?
All obnoxious and loudmouth and ridiculous about it. And again, yeah, I mean, it was a big money league. I mean, I paid my dues. I won the money. I did it the right way.
In your situation, I just feel like you did something wrong.
Right. Yes,
and
with me.
And me, it doesn't make sense. I wish I had a clearer telescope to understand what happened here.
Yeah. Insight on the matter. Yeah. I don't know. Mm. Sometimes, you know, you just.
Sometimes you just don't get invited back.
I mean, I guess not. I mean, it's hurtful a little bit. You know, here's the thing is, like, I also do other group things with this group. Like,
so they purposely exclude you just from this?
They own a restaurant. Like, I mean, I know them. Like, I've been around there. Like, do a Christmas thing with them. That's all still in place. The fantasy football, never invited back.
It's got to be something you did. And it's got to be something
never
I did.
Never invited back.
Right? Like, it has to be something we did not to get invited back to these fantasy football leagues. Were you ever not invited back to an event, even though it was still happening? Raven and I just both realized that neither of us was invited back to our fantasy football leagues.
I mean, it's hurtful. I mean,
right.
I won it. I didn't talk any more junk than anybody else in the league. I promise you that. Probably markedly less.
Oddly, I won, too, and I know nothing about football, so maybe that's why I wasn't invited back. They were like, this girl, get her out of here.
Well, seems a little resentful.
I don't know. How about you? 1-800-330-9999. Leah.
I was on the PTA, got in an argument with the president, and they basically didn't ask me back.
It must have been a really terrible argument, because the PTA on every school that I've ever been in begs everyone to join. There will be food. There will be wine. Everybody is welcome. Come get your voice heard. My daughter's just started new schools. They had a sign-up sheet. It was a trick. I thought it was like a sign-in sheet. No, it was a PTA volunteer sheet. I signed it by accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now you're doomed.
My friend was like, Anna, you can't cross your name off. I go, I didn't know what I was signing. You tricked me.
Terrible. But I also feel like they're very clicky. Right? If you're the person that's always asking questions or the serial opposing vote, I get it. They're just like, no, it's not worth it. Let them stay home.
Andrew, where were you not invited back?
2 years ago, right? My neighbors had this like awesome Christmas party. The whole neighborhood was involved. And they had this punch. I got so drunk to the point where I had to like stay at their house. I slept on their couch. And I'm not invited back. And it's fine.
Okay, but if you are so drunk that you can't walk next door back to your house,
yeah,
like that's a problem. I can understand why you weren't invited.
That is true. Like, yeah. What's going on in your life that you came over here, you had no restraint.
And you fell asleep on the couch. Go home.
Right. Yeah. Right. Where's your spouse? Take him home.
Do you ever see them, like, around the neighborhood? Like, are they still cordial and nice to you?
All the time. I mean, they used to like really wave and be friendly. Now they just kind of like throw up a finger like, what's up? There's that drunk guy.
David, where were you not invited back?
My company's softball league.
What?
Here's the thing. Like, I got called into HR. I thought I was in trouble. It seemed very awkward. The HR person at our company was like, yeah, I don't want to have this conversation with you, but the softball league is coming up. And they basically asked me not to go out for it. Apparently, I am too loud and too competitive for this fun league thing that they like to do.
How sad.
What a strange scenario, right? It's very savvy, I must say, of the company to have HR do it. Because think about it. Like you said, you walked in there and you thought, oh, my God, I must be in trouble.
Yes.
Right? Or I'm getting fired or whatever.
Yeah.
So when they tell you, no, it's just that we don't want you to play softball again, like they've kind of baffled you with it. So you're like, oh, yeah, sure, that's no problem. But then you leave the office and now you're hurt. Like your coworkers don't want you there. Did you start reading off your stats to them as soon as they told you not to come back? You were like, man, I had those three dingers. What are you talking about?
You know what? I was a little, like, after leaving the office, I was, like, a little upset because I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was so happy to not be fired.
Right, right.
But I've never been so happy not to play softball.
How embarrassing, though. How embarrassing do you have to get called to HR because you take your softball corporate league too seriously.
And how many people know that that's what you're getting called in for when you walk in the door?
Right?
I mean, wow.
Like, there had to be a discussion amongst other coworkers that they did not want you back, David. And how did that feel?
You feel like, right, they had a conference on this. Everybody must have talked about it, and I was not there.
Mm.
Was I absent? What happened? Wow. Wow, man. Good thing you didn't get fired, though.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Work-wise, have we ever not been invited back for something?
I don't know, because we wouldn't know, because they clearly didn't tell us. Wow.
Can't beat Raven.
It's Kids Beat Raven. All this week at this time, we're giving kids their shot to take Raven down in kids' pop culture trivia for gift cards. All right, Lizzie, you ready to play today?
Yeah.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 12.
All right, let's see if you can do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Lizzie. No mercy. No mercy.
All right, Lizzie, some of these questions are a little bit tricky, all right? So let's see if we can do it. He can't hear us. We're in the studio. It's soundproof in here. It's going to be 5 pop culture questions all geared towards kids. Get more right than Raven, and you're going to win this gift card. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, I'm rooting for you, girl. Number one, it's National Read a Book Day. Who wrote Charlotte's Web?
I don't know.
That's okay, honey. Number two, this month, Disney Junior will release new episodes of Doc McStuffins and Super Kitties. What's the name of Doc McStuffins' favorite toy?
Bear.
Number three, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is coming back. What is Mickey Mouse's pet dog's name?
Goofy.
Number four, what is the main currency in Fortnite called?
V-Bucks.
Number five, a Tennessee zoo asked the public to help them name a rare spotless giraffe that was born there, and they selected the name Kippakee, which means unique in Swahili. What color are giraffe's tongues?
Pink.
Okay. It wasn't great, Lizzie, but I'll tell you, those questions were really hard.
All right, here we go.
All right, Lizzie only got one right.
Wow, okay, Lizzie, I'm going to bring it. Let's see how I do.
Number one, it's National Read a Book Day. Who wrote Charlotte's Web?
Oh, Webb. No. Stephen King?
No. It's E.B. White.
Oh, I was close. That one, I should know that.
You said Webb because the name of the book was Charlotte's
Webb.
No,
but I could see it on the cover, really.
All right.
Dang.
Lizzie still win 1-0. Number two, this month, Disney Junior released new episodes of Doc McStuffins and Super Kitties. What's the name of Doc McStuffins' favorite toy?
Mr. Wiggles.
No, Lammy. Lammy. All right, Lizzie's still winning. Number three, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is coming back. What is Mickey Mouse's pet dog's name?
Goofy.
No, it's Pluto, guys. Pluto.
I'm on tilt here now. Wait a minute. All right. I got two more to win.
Lizzie, you messed up on that one, too. You should have known that one. All right, number four.
Yeah.
What is the main currency in Fortnite called?
Is it Robux?
No, it's V-Bucks.
Oh, come on. This is nonsense.
Lizzie, great news. Raven hasn't hit a single one.
I mean, this is terrible.
All right, it comes down to this. A Tennessee zoo asked the public to keep them...
Oh.
To help them name a rare spotless giraffe that was born there, and they selected the name Kippakee, which means unique in Swahili. No spots on this giraffe.
Okay.
What color are giraffes' tongues?
Purple.
I will accept purple. Yeah, purple, dark blue, or black is the answer.
Woo!
So that means you guys tied at one. But you know what, Lizzie? I'm still going to give you that gift card because tied at one is pretty sad for Raven.
How could I not know Pluto?
How do you not know Pluto?
Oh, man.
Oh, all right. Congratulations, Lizzie. You just won.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm Lizzie, and I just beat Raven.
I love it.
Wait till tomorrow, people.
All right.
Goose Baba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Your fingernails say a lot about you. It could say if you're sick, if you have a disease.
Mm.
And there's a lot of emergency room doctors that say that when a patient first comes in and they're trying to diagnose what's wrong, first thing they do is they look at their hands and they look at their fingernails, and it probably gives them a good clue as to where they should start.
This is something that I know a little bit about, actually, because I've had different infections myself over the years. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. So when you have psoriasis, obviously it will it affects your nails. But if you have liver issues, it's a big thing, too, that it will affect your nails.
Yeah. So get ready to get terrified. Just kidding. You'll be fine. Yeah. So if you like slam your finger in a car door, which my husband did about over 4th of July weekend, it takes 6 months to regrow a fingernail.
Ouch.
Watching my husband go through the process of the pain and every day showing me a little more and more of his nail falling off till finally yesterday when it came off completely.
Oh, it all came off yesterday?
The whole thing was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But if you look at your nails and you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't look good. Here's some things that could be wrong, according to the internet doctor.
Round, clubbed nails could indicate emphysema or a number of chronic lung conditions.
Round, clubbed nails. So I had to look up what clubbed nails were. I wasn't really sure. It's kind of like when they bulge in the middle.
All right.
You can Google it. It's kind of gross. But if your nails do that, trust me, you'll know.
Pitted nails, like someone's taken a tiny ice pick to them, could indicate psoriasis, arthritis, or eczema.
Pitted nails.
Yeah, so that's what I had. So you would get some yellowing, and you would get like pitted nails, and you would get these lines from top to bottom.
Yes.
And but now I'm on a different medication, so all that went away.
So now your nails are fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bows lines, horizontal indentations could be a sign of infection or malnutrition.
So if you get those lines on your nails, sometimes they're, you know how you say yours were horizontal?
Yeah.
If you're vertical, that could also mean a whole different slew of problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dark areas underneath the nail. Sometimes this can be absolutely normal and mean nothing. Sometimes it could be because of trauma. But sometimes this could be a sign of a rare type of skin cancer.
Do you know, first of all, I like the fact that he's like, here's the thing. If you have discolorization in your nails, it could be trauma, it could be nothing, or you could have cancer.
Right.
One of the three. Any one.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
One of those, though.
Yeah.
Here we go. Thanks for coming to the internet for your diagnosis.
I didn't realize that your nails could show you if you have trauma in your life. Like, I forget.
A window to your soul, Anna Zapp.
You know, they always say, like, stress does so much to the body. But,
it does.
But you don't realize it until you hear things like, hey, wait a minute, I have dark spots under my nails. It's because I'm under extreme stress. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yellow nails could be a sign of fungal infection.
Well, that's just gross.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Well, I mean, sometimes you, like, got to take meds for a while on that, though. They're pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take them for a number of months to really to get it to go away.
White spots can be due to low-level trauma, but also zinc deficiency.
I mean, there's a lot. Like, if you Google it, it's unbelievable the amount of things. But the reason why this even came up and I started to look at it is because my nails have been, like, chipping and breaking and brittle. Like, and I used to have really strong nails my entire life.
Yeah.
So I was looking for an answer. I'm like, brittle nails, constantly breaking. And it just made me sad because it says, happens often with women in older age.
Oh.
That's what it said. It literally, it's what I'm reading in front of my face right here.
It couldn't have been in the other. There's 17 other terrible scenarios that he gave.
I mean, you don't mean I have emphysema? What? I'm just an old lady now? That's what you're trying to tell me?
Wow.
Fine.
It took a surprising turn for you to be upset about.
So mad. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? And I feel like I need to preface this by saying hit and runs are never funny.
Uh-huh,
you should not do that.
That's why they're illegal. They're a felony charge.
But
dangerous situation, no question about it.
Yep.
And lately, it just seems like there's been more of them.
Okay. But Gary Busey is trending. And if you're not familiar with Gary Busey, because I have to be honest, is that because he was in a lot of movies like in the 70s and the early 80s.
Yeah, 80s, 90s. I mean, he was a character actor. He was fantastic. Then he had a very serious motorcycle accident, actually.
Yeah. And I always just know him as kind of like the crazy guy.
Yeah.
You know, like he's always getting in trouble and he's always doing things that were nuts. Wasn't he on Celebrity Apprentice at one point, too?
Yeah, they kind of turned into the reality TV guy. I think he was on Big Brother, a couple of the others, too.
Yeah.
You know, he got nuts. He was on The Smoking Gun for a while, all that. Yeah.
So he rear-ended a woman in Malibu last week and then he fled the scene. So she started videoing him, like going after him. And this is the video from it.
You're being wiped out.
It doesn't matter. That's not how this works. You hit my car. You have scuffs all over your car.
Progressive Insurance.
I want the number. I want the information.
No.
Sir, you
I'm
hit
private.
My car.
I'm private.
It doesn't matter. You hit me. You hit my car.
He keeps just saying that he's private because she doesn't want, because he doesn't want to give her the information, like a phone number, a contact, or to call the police. He just keeps insisting that he's private.
You know, on the one hand, I mean, I do kind of get like if somebody's coming after you. I mean, I number one, I'm surprised that Gary Busey is still allowed to drive, that he has a driver's license at this point, because, again, he had some pretty serious brain trauma. Gosh.
But your insurance provider is not private. Like, call the cops.
I know.
And
I just,
the insurance. But wait,
I
it
feel
gets
like
better.
It's like a 90-year-old grandmother that you're approaching for this information.
But what would you? This poor lady. This lady's like, you just hit my car and you're taking off. Like, where are you going, sir? But then it gets stranger because listen in the background what he's blasting as he pulls away. Ready for it? Ready?
No, you rear-ended me. You can't hit someone and then leave. Yo, that's not okay. You hit my car. Sir, you don't get to just leave hitting someone.
Is that the Beach Boys?
I believe.
Is that the Beach Boys?
That Gary Busey was playing in the background.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be nice to live together?
On the other hand, lady, you got the video. Just call the police. I mean, seriously. No, sir, no. Chasing Gary Busey. Leave his crazy butt alone.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She didn't know he was famous.
I mean,
so if you don't
you
know he's famous. Yeah, but how are you going to find the guy? But it's funny because she probably went to the cops and like, there's Gary Busey again.
Right. He's like,
was he playing the Beach Boys? Yeah.
They recognized the car immediately. Right. They're like, yeah. He hits our car all the time.
Yeah. All right, you're in a hit and run. What's the song you're blasting? Is it the Beach Boys when you pull away?
No, that's easy. Mm-hmm. Give me the Luda, man.
Yeah.
I want to feel bad, like I don't care. Mm-hmm. Just going to keep on driving away. Absolutely no respect for you whatsoever.
Yeah.
Is he even a Ford Focus in this video? What is happening here?
If I hit a car and I'm pulling away, I want them to think I'm nuts, just like Gary Busey, right?
Yeah, okay.
And this is what I'm playing.
Yeah.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side.
Just so they're like,
a little bit of
they're like, I don't think she knew where she was. Right.
Was she playing Mambo number 5? Was that Lou Bega? Oh, gosh.
My homie.
I'm going to let her go.
Wow.
Producer John doesn't know if he should pay for dates when he goes out on them, like the first time he goes on a date.
I'm not sure that that's necessarily the definition of what's going on here. Mm.
Producer John, what happened?
So I was out with somebody whose company I very much enjoy. We'd gone out to a concert before, but we'd never been out for, like, dinner. So we go out for dinner, and we go out for drinks before the dinner. And we get to the place. We order the drinks. It's a very nice place. I order a beer. She orders a highball. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to take a shot at how much this this thing costs?
$13?
$17, I'll say.
$17. Okay. $17, solid estimate. Sean, what about you?
Too much.
That Sean is correct.
Going with too much.
It was $25.
$25.
$25. Yeah. So you combine that with my $8 beer, you throw a 25% tip on there because I don't want to look like a cheapskate. Hello. And I'm stepping out of just the initial drink before dinner, have not eaten any food, and have only had one alcoholic beverage between the two of us. I'm already in $40.
See, I mean, again, I think that that's different than John doesn't know whether or not he's supposed to pay. I mean, you're $40 in. You haven't even just considered whether or not there's going to be an appetizer.
You know,
but by the way, I'm pretty sure a highball can just be a vodka and a Sprite.
I think
you paid
right.
a lot.
I googled it. I mean,
it's just a tall.
It depends on like the bar. You know, every bar has like different fancy drinks. But let's take that part out of it, what she ordered.
Yeah.
Did she ever reach for her wallet? Because this is your first date. This is the first time you're going out with
That's
somebody.
That's right. That's right. No, she went to the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom. Okay.
That's what I would do.
Did she go?
Anna says that with such familiarity. She goes, "Oh, she used the bathroom move. Okay, yep. Okay, yeah, bathroom.
Did somebody drop the check on the table and then she's like, "Oh, I'm just going to use the lav as they walk up," or was it you asked for it and then she ran away and said, "I'm going
to
use the bathroom."
I asked for the bill and she went to go use the bathroom.
Okay, right, and then she was gone for 20 minutes.
Gone for 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, producer John, you've gone on a lot of first dates over the last couple of years.
I've done
a lot. There's been a lot of first dates.
It's not an unfair statement.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you always pay? Because I know that we had this conversation where like you always assume you have to pay, but do you always pay?
I always pay. But usually there's a quick little, you know, reach for the wallet and just like, oh, are you sure? Because it's fine. And it's, oh, no. Oh, well,
alligator
you're very
arms.
Sweet. That's very nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. There you go.
So I guess the question is that if you're going on a first date, somebody you met online or whatever, somebody that you don't know, right, do you offer to pay or do you assume that the guy is going to pay? And Sean, I know you have thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm. I think that you should, at first date, always split the bill.
Should
always
split?
Be
split?
Yeah.
Split
always.
The bill.
Should always be split. Yeah. First date should always be split between the two people.
Coming from a man who is in a healthy relationship with a child, that is, I'm surprised.
I think that if you are completely amused with the person that you're spending time with and you're having a good time, I think as a guy, you're going to offer to pay.
For sure.
But, I mean, if you're just like, you know, and especially if you feel like the other person might be assumption, like make the assumption that if you buy everything, that like you're trying to impress them or whatever, then I'd split the bill.
I believe that the woman should pay the bill. And I always paid for the first bill. And my husband will tell you that I paid for the first bill because I don't want any guy to think that I owe him anything at the end of the night.
And some smooches.
And here's what my husband always says.
I mean, somebody took me out and bought it.
He says that I paid for the first bill, and then he's paid for every single one after that for the rest of his life.
Right. You were also both teenagers, and he was probably broke. I feel like it's different.
I mean, you hooked him in with that, though. And I got to tell you, I mean, that would be memorable to me as a guy.
Yeah.
If somebody insisted to pay the first bill.
Ladies, what do you think? You go on a first date with a guy. Do you automatically assume that he's going to pay that check? What do you do? 1-800-330-9999. When you go out on a first date, do you assume that the guy is going to pay? Producer John has been going on tremendous amounts of first dates.
I mean, seriously, you do this to them every single time.
Feels like an unnecessary word.
No, I know. I'm just joking with you. You know that.
More than us.
You know.
He's going on more than us. Though.
More than two married people for sure.
Yes.
That's right.
So, and I mean, you have a valid point. We were talking about this off the air. Like, it gets expensive because you want to be the gentleman and you want to pay, but like you also have a child and you have to, you know, pay for your rent and your life, and it's expensive to go on dates.
Being realistic versus looking like a scrub is a constant challenge. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go out and again, you've ordered one round of drinks, you have a beer, a regular bottled beer, domestic even, and she has a mixed drink and it's $42 before you've even gotten to the table. That's rough.
What do you
think? That's rough.
Women, do you assume that the guy is going to pay on the first date? Or is that like old fashioned and nobody thinks like that anymore? Because I don't think like that anymore. I would always split it or even offer to pay because I don't want the guy to ever think that I owe him anything at the end of the night.
Two main rules that Anna's family had is, number one, you pay on the first date so that they don't assume that. And number two, be able to drive standard shift vehicle in case you have to escape a party.
1-800-330-9999. Samantha, what do you think?
like Anna said, always try, even if you offer and say, hey, I want to pay the first bill, it shows that you're not there to give you something except a good dinner. That's it. And it kind of shows, okay, this woman's independent. Think, in my opinion, I watched my boyfriend step it up. We've been together 5 years. And on our first date, I said, oh, okay. He was kind of shocked, but he ended up paying anyway because he insisted. But he said it was the fact that I even said, no, I'll pay. That made him be like, wow, okay, I know she's not just here for a free dinner.
You know, I think, again, splitting it the first date is a great idea. But if somebody offers, I certainly would remember.
Michelle, what do you think?
Well, I'm calling because my daughter was on a first date with her now fiancé that she met. And he actually gave the check, the credit card to the waiter. So there was no awkwardness when the bill came and it was already paid.
I mean, I do that with friends when I'm out, too. But, I mean, on the other hand, again, even more so than if I'm the girl at that point, I'm thinking, no. No.
I think it's a sweet gesture. Absolutely. Did your daughter think it was sweet, or did she thought? How does she feel about it?
Creepy.
No, she married him.
She thought it was very sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, they're getting married. Yes.
It's a smooth move. At the end of the day, if you just like before anyone's even got a chance to say something, you just slip the guy the bill. Like, hey, bud, here.
That when you walk in. Actually, that's the smoothest way to do it.
When you walk in.
Yeah. When you intend to pay for the meal, you just do that when you walk in the door.
John's saying it
like it's a surprise. It's been revealed to him. He's never heard of him in his life.
Never had occurred to me to do that.
Yeah. Michelle, what do you think?
I go with you. So I don't want anyone thinking that I owe them anything when I first go out with them. So
John would love that. Would you like to date John?
I mean, this is what I'm saying. You know what, Michelle? It's my second time around, too.
Right.
Okay? I get it. Things are a little bit different after that divorce. All right? Let's modernize. Let's get to 2023.
Is, right?
I also have an idea. Maybe on your profiles, you should just write, always going to split the check. And then that'll weed out a lot of the women that are just looking for a free highball drink or
something. Right, it's just going to just annihilate my matches, too. It's just going to not. Can I just say, by the way, my text messages right now are going absolutely wild. And you know some of the people on them, too.
Is it because it's 70 of the women that you've dated in the last year? Is it them?
You know, I said seven.
Oh,
seven.
It's a numbers game, all right? Mm-hmm. So what you need to do is not scale back your dating experiences, but just scale back the restaurants.
Yeah.
Scale down, really, would be what I would do.
What couple?
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make him an excuse. You can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Hunter and Ashley, how long have you guys been married?
We've been married for 2 years.
Yeah, about 2 years, yeah.
And Hunter, why are you upset?
Well, I'm real upset because, you know, Ashley just, you know, she stopped wearing her wedding ring. The ring that I spent a lot of money on, she just stopped wearing it, you know? And I don't agree with it, you know, one. And then two, I don't want people thinking that, you know, something's wrong or our marriage is on the rocks just because she's not wearing it. You know, she has her job and I have my job and we're apart most of the day. We're not together a lot, so I don't want people to think that it's an issue.
Ashley, why aren't you wearing your wedding ring? What happened?
First of all, I don't think that a ring determines whether a marriage is good or bad. I don't wear my ring because I work. I'm a school teacher, you know, with the kids, they're elementary school, we're running around, and I'm always washing my hands, and sometimes I'm taking my ring off. I just don't want to lose it, and I just don't feel like, you know, it doesn't matter, Hunter, who's, you know, what other people think. We know that our marriage is fine. I just think you're making a big deal out of nothing.
I mean, are you wearing other jewelry? Is it just your wedding ring? I don't wear anything.
It's like, you know, when you're playing around and you're on the field and everything like that with the kids, the playground, like things just get lost or something happens and it gets snatched off. Or I just choose not to wear. And then of course too, a lot of the kids, you know, they're not wealthy, you know what I mean? So I never really want to run around with, like, all of this extra stuff on. You know what I mean? I just feel like sometimes it makes the kids feel bad. Not that the wedding ring has anything to do with that. I just don't see why you're making this such a big deal and why are you worried about other people.
Is it such a big deal if you don't wear your wedding ring? And is it a big deal if a woman, usually there's so many times guys get passes on this, but is it different if it's the wife? It's
do they
true.
Get passes
they
or do they get called on this? Are they notoriously the ones not wearing it?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. Would it bother you if your spouse didn't wear their wedding ring? What's going on between Hunter and Ashley? Ashley doesn't wear her wedding ring. She says she doesn't wear jewelry. She doesn't like to wear jewelry. Mm. She teaches elementary school kids. And she just feels like she's got a lot going on and she doesn't want to deal with it. Plus, they're fine. They've been married 2 years. Like, what does it make a difference if she wears it or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a symbol for plenty of people, right? For other people, it would be quite detrimental to not be wearing it. I mean, I don't wear jewelry at all anymore. They're the only thing that I wear, as a matter of fact, is my wedding ring. But you know what? I have certain places that I take it off at home and put it down or whatever, because if not, it would make me nervous. I never take it off at work.
My husband never wears his wedding ring. He doesn't.
It's just because he doesn't love you, though. That's different.
It's different because he doesn't like me. Actually, it's because of his eczema. But right. You know what? I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I mean, you know. You still got to come home every day. But what do you think? Is it a big deal? 1-800-330-9999. Jen.
I'm on her side. It sounds like we have the same kind of job. I don't wear my engagement ring and wedding band to work either because I work with kids. And when you work with 35 kids, you know, sometimes you could scratch them or what do you call it, or you can lose it because you're constantly washing your hands. So what I do is you could get one of those Qualo rings, like those silicone rings, and that's what I wear to school. So if he's really worried that, you know, people think she's single or something, just get one of those silicone rings. It's a nice wedding band. It stretches. And, you know, you can wash your hands. And if she loses it, it's $18.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the couple's court. Would it bother you if your spouse did not wear their wedding ring? That's what's going on with Hunter and Ashley. They've been married a couple of years, and everything's great. The problem is Ashley can't stand jewelry. She doesn't like to wear it.
Yeah.
Not just rings, any of it. And she says she's an elementary school teacher. She's constantly working with the little kids. She doesn't want to wear her ring, but her husband definitely has an issue with it.
Well, I mean, you're washing your hands all day, you know, over and over and over again. You just think chafing is one thing. On the other hand, you're going to end up losing it at some point. And you're out on the playground doing the supervisory thing, too. On the other hand, Hunter's like, I don't want people thinking there's something wrong with our marriage. You know, it's only been a little while. And you do have to take into account your partner's feelings, obviously.
What do you think? Would you wear it even if you didn't want to? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Melissa, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I think that you don't have to wear it. You know what your feelings are like. And I've always never worn mine. I get nervous about losing it, putting it down to wash my hands and, you know, forgetting about it. Well, if it's such a big deal to him, maybe they could find something that's like a cheaper alternative to a band and a ring and something she can just wear to represent, you know, like being married, have it on that finger or something like that.
Mm, like a monogram T-shirt.
Yeah.
I just think in general, she just doesn't want jewelry. But yeah, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And Ann Raven, who's this?
Hey, this is John. How you doing? So I'm torn on this one because I don't wear my wedding ring. I just never wear it. Every couple of months, I find it somewhere in the house, and then I'll put it on. But she seems like she has too many excuses as to why she doesn't wear it. I mean, there's the kids that don't have money, washing. There's just too many excuses. So in this one, I agree with her husband. She should wear it.
Where's your wedding ring right now?
Actually, it's on the bathroom counter in the kids' bathroom behind a bar of soap.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect.
I saw it this morning.
Yeah, John.
I saw it this morning.
That was the definition of a double standard right there.
Josh, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the wife's side. I have not worn a wedding ring. My wife and I have been married for 15 years. Neither one of us have worn our wedding ring for over 10 years.
Are you sure you're okay? Are you guys sure?
Oh, 100%. There's no issue, and there should never be any issue. There's no jealousy. There's no nothing. There's just trust.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ashley, our audience agreed with you today. If you don't want to wear a wedding ring, you don't have to wear a wedding ring. Ain't nobody's business what's going on behind your closed doors, whether you're in a happy marriage or not. I'm sorry, Hunter.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Hunter. I'm sorry.
No, that's the way that people see it. That's cool. Maybe I'm just like old school thinking, you know. I guess I'd never asked a large group of people what they thought about it. So, I mean, this clears it up for me and I guess for Ashley as well. So, I guess, I don't know, if they agree with it, I guess it makes me feel better.
I mean, I used to wear jewelry. I just don't wear any at all anymore. I used to wear all sorts of stuff. Earrings, rings, bracelets. I don't wear anything anymore. It all feels, and I know this sounds crazy, but you know what, Ashley? I feel like it's 1,000 pounds when I put it on.
You have your wedding ring on right now? Let me see.
I have my wedding ring. It's the one thing I wear.
Look.
But look at this. Anna doesn't love her husband.
I don't have my wedding ring.
Sorry,
on
Paul.
Yeah.
Sorry, Paul. Your wife is not wearing your wedding ring. Now, that's totally fine as long as you didn't get in your car and that's where you took it off. You walk out of the house and you're like, oh, look. Yeah, I'm married. No. And then you're like, no, I'm not.
No.
Congratulations, Ashley. You got the votes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody. See, Hunter, it's not just me. It's fine. And don't worry. I'm going to cook you dinner tonight and take care of everything else for you.
Oh, all right.
Thanks.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandRaven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven cash jackpot, $3,300. Thanks to Go-Go Squeeze. Have busy kids? Then keep plenty of Go-Go Squeeze fruit on the go pouches on hand. A nutritious snack made from 100% fruit. Make every moment count together and squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. All right, Christian, are you ready to do this today?
Yes.
All right. Let's try. All right, let's do it. Fingers crossed. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Can you please leave the room?
Sure, you got it. Good luck, man.
All right.
Thanks, bud.
All right, I want to give away this cash, so let's make this happen. Raven can't hear us.
I got a baby on the way. I need this more than anybody.
Christian, please don't tug at my heartstrings. You know I want to give you the money. All right, Raven's in the hallway. He can't hear us. Five questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready?
Sure.
Number one, Microsoft will no longer be updating WordPad, which first debuted 30 years ago. What was the name of the Microsoft paperclip virtual assistant?
Clippy.
Number two, Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were spotted together at Beyoncé's concert, confirming that they've been dating for months. He will star in what movie coming out this winter that focuses on a young Willy Wonka? Oh, that's time. Number three, it's National Read a Book Day. The top sold books of the year so far are Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Grahams and Spare by what author?
No idea.
Number four, despite all the back and forth about their relationship, Joe Jonas has filed for divorce from what actress?
Sophie Turner.
Number five, New York Fashion Week starts on Friday. It's one of the four major fashion weeks that happen globally, followed by Milan, Paris, and what other city?
Miami.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. That was not great, Christian, and that makes me sad.
That was terrible.
I don't know anything. You don't know anything, and there's a baby coming, and now the baby's not going to get this money. All right.
Okay. Here we go. What happened?
Number one.
How many did he get?
He got two.
Okay, great.
No, you got two. Two is better than nothing.
Whatever.
Yeah. Number one, Microsoft will no longer be updating WordPad, which first debuted 30 years ago. What was the name of the Microsoft paperclip virtual assistant?
Oh, wasn't it Clips? Yeah, it's Clips.
No, it's Clippy.
Oh.
And Clippy was short for Clip It.
Yes. No, I mean, I never used it, but I remember. Okay.
You're saying there's a chance, Christian.
Yeah.
Number two. Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were spotted together at Beyoncé's concert, confirming that they've been dating for months. He will star in what movie coming out this winter that focuses on a young Willy Wonka?
He's going to be in Wonka. It's just called Wonka.
Wonka is correct.
Yeah.
Also, he was smoking inside of the arena, and he was smoking in Kylie Jenner's face, and I was disgusted by it, because, like, why is he doing that?
Yeah, he's like a big dang deal. He's like the Sean Penn or the Johnny Depp when they were younger.
I should have said Wonka. I literally thought it was, like, a trick question. Oh, my God.
Well, it kind of was, because the answer is Wonka. All right, number three, it's National Read a Book Day. The top sold books of the year so far are Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Grahams and Spare by what author?
It's Prince Harry.
Prince Harry is correct. Number four, despite all the back and forth about their relationship, Joe Jonas has filed for divorce from what actress?
Sophie Turner.
Yes.
Sad news.
Who knows the Spare one?
I mean, that was a give me. Spare is one of the biggest books of the year. That's the Prince Harry book.
Seriously.
Number five, New York Fashion Week starts Friday. It's one of the four major fashion weeks that happen globally, followed by Milan, Paris, and what other city?
Is it Miami?
No, London. Christian, he beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Christian, and of course, I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that trip, but $3,400 tomorrow, Anna.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.